cute. Now, we were talking to the Green Party leader, Eamon Ryan, earlier after the president of the GAA, Jarlath Burns, has said he was very surprised by criticism from the government of the GAA Go service earlier here on RT Radio 1 and accused the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach of electioneering. It comes after Saturday's Munster Senior Hurling Championship game between Cork and All-Ireland champions Limerick was only available to watch live on the streaming service. But Eamon Ryan said he agreed with his coalition partners and that more games, especially Munster Championship hurling games, should be protected and free to air. Joining me on the line now is our Gaelic Games correspondent Marty Morrissey. More reaction this lunchtime from the Taoiseach to Marty.
Yes, indeed. I just got a statement to RT News from the Taoiseach's office. The Taoiseach, Micheál Martin's views on GAA Go, says the statement shouldn't come as any surprise. He's been consistent with his criticism and raised the same issues of games behind a paywall last year. And he regularly meets with the GAA and has no issue meeting again. So that's coming from Micheál Martin's office, the Taoiseach's office, just a short time ago to RT News.
Yes, that was based on Jarlath Burns saying this morning that he wants to meet with the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach. Where is this row at now, Marty? Because this isn't the first summer that the GAA Go service has been the source of some criticism.
No, I got the same reaction, I think, last year, but the same issues are arising again. Jarlath Burns gave a robust defence of GAA Go this morning and made no apologies for trying to make as much commercial revenue from the platform, because they don't get they don't allow sponsorship from alcohol or gambling. And he also indicated 83% of the funds raised goes back into the association. He met the Minister, Thomas Byrne, the Sports Minister, last Wednesday, and there seemed to be no issues with GAA Go. He also met another Minister, Pascal Donoghue, in the company of Tom Ryan, the Director General, in the last 2 weeks, and there seemed to be no issues. So that was the source, I suppose, of his points that he made to Clare Byrne earlier this morning. And although he got an invite from Senator Tim Lombard to appear before the Senate again, but in his comments in his interview this morning, he said, and I quote, he wasn't minded to accept any renewed invitation to attend this year as, again, I quote, nothing had changed. But he was seeking a meeting with the Taoiseach Simon Harris and the Taoiseach to Micheál Martin. And as I've just given you that response from Micheál Martin's office.
Yes, very briefly, Marty, Jarlath Burns also accepted that one of the reasons why there was a problem was the condensed inter-county season. Did he say this would be reviewed?
Yes, I think there's a CCC, a Central Council meeting coming up, and he did say to Clare that he would love to see All-Ireland finals in August or September. But there's a lot of logistical issues that have to be resolved, and certainly the condensed season is probably at the core of this. And even I was in Clonus yesterday, and there was widespread criticism afterwards about the penalties. It was a great game, but there was widespread criticism of, once again, of penalties deciding the Ulster football final, because it went to extra time last year, went to penalties, and many people loved the drama, but it was the criticism was across the board that they felt Ulster final, Munster final, provincial finals should actually go to a replay at least, but the condensed season doesn't allow it. And they are trying the GAA in terms of they have listened in the past to the grassroots in terms of the clubs, but the grassroots are also giving a very strong reaction to the present situation.
Marty, thank you. That's our Gaelic Games correspondent, Marty Morrissey.